welcome back to Middleburgers Garden Chef. Did I say you want to split one?
No.
All right. 308-8867, the number to call and be a part of the show. 308-8867. Mr. L on the line. Mr. L, welcome to Middleburgers Gardening South Texas. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine, Milton. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Where did you come up with the word sket?
Well, I did this. I'm sorry I ever did now.
Yeah, but where did you get it? Is that a family thing or what?
No, it's...
My mother used to say sket when they talked to the cats.
I wonder if you... I'll bet it's in a dictionary because they all the scientists...
Now, is this who I think it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, I want to know, where did you come up with the word?
Don't be talking about your mother that way. I know who you're talking to. All right.
Where did you hear the word?
It was told to me by someone who, first off, I've heard it before.
Yeah.
In relationship to deer droppings.
Okay.
But it was told to me by someone who is in the...
In the birds?
No. Yeah, well, a naturalist is maybe a good word. They own a store that sells for people to attract animals to their place.
Oh, okay.
Why, you're having trouble finding it?
Well, no, I actually found it, and I wanted to call because I figured your listeners would like to get educated. This is a very educational show.
Can they?
Yeah. What's the definition?
Actually, and I had never heard it before, so I'm excited to death. I kind of like to know words. And
the poster child for the easily impressed.
It actually comes from a Greek word meaning dung.
Ah! Uh-huh. That's in the Bible.
Right.
It could be. But
dung is in the Bible.
Yeah. It's what's called a combining form, meaning that you use it to denote relation to dung or fecal matter.
Like
scatology or scatophilia.
And there you go. That's what we have on this show, scatophilia.
All right, Jerry might be familiar with the scatoscope.
Oh! no man has gone before.
It is kind of interesting because for some reason it's a word that, I don't know whether it's familial or what, but we heard a lot of it from my grandmother and my mother. Not a lot, but that's the word they would use.
Well, that's good.
And sometimes, even now, when I get in a tight situation, I'll come up with that, and then, of course, everybody goes, ooh, well, not scat, but the other one.
Yeah, don't say the other one.
And I tell them, I say, you have to forgive me, because, I mean, even as a little kid, my grandmother, this prim, proper little old Southern lady, would say, come over here, you little, and give Grandma a kiss.
If she'd have said,
come over here, you little scat, and give Grandma a kiss.
But she meant it affectionately.
Yeah. And I say there are two things that patients don't want to hear when I'm operating on them. One of them is scat, and the other one is oops.
Uh-huh. We were just talking about that.
Okay, yeah. You looked it up in the dictionary, right?
Actually, you know where I found it? In a medical dictionary.
Oh, really?
Are they there?
Well, yeah, because they use it as the prefix or the, you know, for these other words that I gave you.
Okay, now, so when mother said scat to the cat,
no,
what does that mean?
That meant get away.
Well, we didn't know what it meant, but she was probably more sophisticated than we were, but... Then I don't know when she used the real thing. I guess that was a pop-up from scat or something.
But does it have the meaning of get away or get out of here? Or?
No, it just means S-word.
You remember she used to say scat.
Oh, yeah, she'd say the other one.
No, she would say shoe. She said scat.
Well, that's just the same thing. That's how she
was. I used to think it was cute because scat cat. You know?
Yeah. Well, I think it is. I don't think she was using it
I don't
that
think
way.
She was using it of that meaning.
But perhaps this is a pretty good find. I'm really pleased with this.
I'm glad I can help you, Lynn.
You're going to help me clean up my act. You're going to help me clean up my act.
I appreciate that. So now patients won't know when you say it.
There you go.
You'll say it, and they'll go, what? Sounds good. I'm sure that was good.
This makes it more appropriate when I call some of my colleagues scatterbrain. Okay, guys, with enough of that.
Thanks,
great
Lynn.
Call. See you later.
Thanks for all your help, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye.